Goshwani, the news read by Lin Biao. Election campaign for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls has further warmed up. In this phase, polling will be held on 7th May for 93 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories. Star campaigners of all political parties are holding back-to-back rallies. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi reiterated his government's commitment to upholding the sanctity of the constitution. Mr. Modi addressed rallies at Disa, Banaskantha and Himmatnagar in Sabarkantha district of North Gujarat today. Addressing a rally in Banaskantha, Mr. Modi assured that under his leadership, the reservation rights of SC, ST and OBC communities as enshrined in the constitution will be safeguarded. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed his commitment to creating Viksit Bharat through Viksit Gujarat. He criticized the Congress party for the divisive politics of appeasement. He also promised to provide all basic amenities such as good quality healthcare, electricity, education and houses to the people of the country. In Uttar Pradesh, senior leaders of different political parties campaigned for their party candidates today. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh narrated the achievements of the central government in the political rallies held in Awla and Fatehpur Sikri constituencies this afternoon. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a political gathering in the Jaswant Nagar area of Itawa district. He attacked the BJP and alleged that if the Saffron Party comes to power, they will change the constitution. He also addressed a rally in Mainpuri. Congress leader Rajiv Shukla today attacked the BJP in a press conference in Lucknow and said that the party is responsible for so many deaths due to the COVID-19 vaccine. 49 nominations were received today for all the parliamentary constituencies of Delhi. The last date for filing of nominations in Delhi is the 6th of May. The polling in NCT of Delhi is to be conducted on the 25th of May. BJP candidate from the Northeast Delhi Lok Sabha constituency, Manoj Tiwari, today held a roadshow in the national capital, which was joined by senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh and others. Several other candidates of the BJP, AAP and Congress campaigned in different parts of Delhi to garner the support of voters. BJP candidate Ramveer Singh Bidhuri, AAP candidate Somnath Bharti, Mahabal Mishra and INC candidate Jay Prakash Agarwal interacted with the people of their areas. The Election Commission has banned former Telangana Chief Minister and BRS Chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao from campaigning for 48 hours for making alleged derogatory and objectional statements against the Congress party. His ban will be effective from 8 p.m. today. The Commission directed Chandrasekhar Rao not to hold any public meetings, public processions, public rallies, shows and interviews in media in connection with ongoing elections during this period. Earlier, the Congress party had complained with the poll body about K. Chandrasekhar's remarks in Sirsila, Telangana. Delhi Police Special Cell has registered a case in the matter about a bomb threat email received by several schools in Delhi and NCR today. The police said that an investigation is underway into the matter. Earlier, the Union Home Ministry termed emails regarding bomb threats to different schools as a hoax call. The ministry said, so far nothing suspicious has been found in the search. At the Asian Under-22 and Youth Boxing Championships 2024, Indian boxers Aryan, Ishwardhan Singh, Priyanshu and Sahil march into semifinals today in Astana, Kazakhstan. Aryan in the 51 kg category gave India a perfect start with a 5-0 win against Uzbekistan's Juraev Shakarboy. His win was followed by Ashwardhan's 4-1 victory over Iran's Miramadi Babahedri in the 63.5 kg category. Priyanshu, 71 kg category and Sahil, 80 kg category finished their bouts with referee stop contest RSC decision against Chinese Taipei's Wu Yuyen. In IPL cricket, the match between Chennai Super Kings and Punjab Kings is underway at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Chasing a target of 163 runs, Punjab Kings were 146 for 3 in 16 overs a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.